Welcome to Next Level Solopreneurs, the podcast about purpose-driven entrepreneurship, where we explore strategies to grow your business while making a meaningful impact. Get ready to level up and leave your mark on the world. I hear a lot of people say that entrepreneurship isn't for everyone. Like, not everybody can have their own business or side hustle. They're just not cut out for it. And I call BS. I think every single person out there, not just you guys and gals that are listening to the podcast, because obviously listening to a podcast called Next Level Solopreneur, you have kind of an entrepreneurial spirit. Whether or not you're working for yourself or for someone else, you have a little bit of that in you, and you're always pushing for more. And that is the essence of the entrepreneurial spirit. And there's people out there that say that's not for everybody. Well, I've come across a couple of articles recently that I think reiterate and just hammer home how important it is to have, even if you have a regular 9-to-5 job or a 7-to-7 job working for someone else, I think these articles hammer home how important it is to have an alternate stream of income where you're not completely reliant on your employer, where you're not putting all your eggs in one basket, to bring it in the homestead analogy, where you're a little bit diversified, even if it's just a little bit, something that you don't need, but you can put away for extra, for a rainy day fund, for that emergency fund that Dave Ramsey talks about. One of the things that I came across recently, and I don't have the article right in front of me, was Michigan has repealed their right to work bill. So essentially, blue collar workers are forced into a union. You do not have the right to work outside of a union. And I haven't gone into that whole thing. I don't know everything that's tied in there, but I know it's been a fight over the last few years because I remember reading where they instituted the right to work thing and were trying to repeal it, trying to keep it in, and all of those things. It's been a fight in Michigan because they are a heavily unionized state, especially with the auto workers union and all of that. But as of now, from what I read in that article, you do not have the right to not be a union worker. You're essentially forced into it. And while there are maybe some good things about it, it's not like it used to be where the workers are in charge. You essentially have the union as your employer, and you do what they tell you to do. You pay the dues, and you don't get as much protection as you would have years ago when the union came into effect. Another article that I came across is about my home state of Kentucky on kypolicy.org. House Bill 500 takes away Kentucky workers' lunch and rest breaks and cuts their pay. I'm going to read just a little bit of this article, and I hope this will hammer home how important it is that you at least look into starting something. Even if you're not going to start something right now on the side, at least look into what that could look like for you. So HB 500 repeals the requirement that employers provide a lunch break. Currently, businesses must provide a lunch break every 3 to 5 hours, but that right would be eliminated under HB 500. Instead, HB 500 says only that a worker required to keep working without lunch can't be denied pay if they juggle eating something while on the job. However, if the employer does provide a lunch break and they discover a worker eating at another time while on the clock, they will not be required to pay them for that time, even a worker who needs a snack for medical reasons. This repeals the requirement. It also repeals the requirement that employers provide a rest break. Currently, employers must provide at least a 10-minute rest break each 4 hours of work, in addition to a scheduled lunch period. So there's a lot of different ways to go about this, okay? When I go to work, I rarely take a break. I rarely even take a lunch break. And so people that are working alongside of me, they often skip those things as well. And I'm like, guys, look, if you need a break, stop and take a break. If we're working hard and it's hot and we need a break, yes, I'll definitely sit down and take a break. Sometimes I'll take a lunch break. Sometimes I'll just grab a bite and eat on the go. But I don't push my guys into that. I don't require that they not take a break. I'm not going to schedule a break time. All right, your break times are at 9 to 9:10, and then at 12 to 12:30, and then at 3 to 3:10, and then quitting times at 5. I don't have any of that in place. If you are working really hard and you need to take a little break, go get a drink, take a break. And even while you're working, go get a drink. Grab a bite of your sandwich to give you that energy to keep going. You don't have to sit there for 10 minutes. But it's not something that is, it's not something that's set in stone, but it's not something that's disallowed either. And that's because these guys are on as subcontractors. They're not my employees where I have to babysit them every second of the day and tell them every single move to make. Okay, yes, we're working together, but the guys that I bring in are in as subcontractors. They show up when they want to show up. I say, here's what time I'm going to show up. Don't show up before then. And then we just work until a certain point, and I'm like, hey, I'm wrapping up. You guys want to work a little bit longer? That's okay. You set your hours. If you got to leave early, that's fine. If you can't show up today, that happens all the time. Like, I don't set their hours. This is what I'm doing. If you want to help me out here, that's great. I understand if you can't, if you have other things going. But when you're here, be here. That's all that I require. And when you work in that same way, you have so much more control over your time, over your income, over your lifestyle. And that, I think, is what Next Level Solopreneur is all about. Having control over your life and your time and your purpose and how that applies to the work you do. So I'm curious what thoughts you have on this, on that bill in Michigan repealing the right to work law. And then in Kentucky, the lunch break and the rest breaks and all of those things. How would that affect you if you were in one of those states? And what can you do where you're currently at to make sure that those things don't affect you if they do happen? And affect your job? Like, how can you mitigate the effect they would have on your life if it happened to you? Do good work.